So life these days is busier than it's ever been, it seems, whether you're a pre-med, a resident, a med student, an attending, whatever your career is. So it's very important that you're productive and you manage your time well so you can live a full, balanced life. I really enjoyed the first 2 years of medical school because I had so much control over my time. I found a way to be productive, and that gave me so much time to do whatever I wanted outside of medicine. Year 3 and 4 were pretty good too, but obviously the school had way more control over my time than I did, and that's unfortunately similar to what residency is as well. But even now, these tips really help me out as a resident and give me a lot of time to live my life outside of work. Now the first thing you want to be doing is keeping a schedule. So I literally used to sit down at the beginning of every year in school and write out any exams, important due dates, and I just put them in my calendar right away. That's sort of big scale, but even week to week, if you sit down every Sunday and you just input everything that absolutely has to get done, it's a really good foundation. So just sit down every Sunday and decide what you absolutely have to do. Mandatory lectures, teaching sessions, exams, whatever the case is, put in the unchangeable mandatory things and then build around that. After your absolute mandatory things that can't be moved around, put in your important things that are important to do, but you have a little bit more wiggle room as to when you do them. This might be things like extracurriculars, hobbies, going to the gym, cooking, social events. Again, these are also very important for your life, so they need to be scheduled and treated as something important, but they're not mandatory in terms of when you have to do them. And after that, whatever time you have left, after putting in your mandatory and important things, that's your time, do whatever you want with it, guilt-free. The reason this is so nice is because not only does it give you a game plan and clarity as to what you have to do, but when you're done your work and you have some free time, you can fool around, you can do things that aren't necessarily productive and not feel bad about it because you've already done your productive work for the day according to your schedule. Now, the second thing I would tell you is to have some sort of workplace or go somewhere where you tend to get work done. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be a school or a library. It could even be within your own home or a cafe, but just keep it away from your bedroom or any entertainment areas where you do non-productive things. I used to think this didn't matter a whole lot, and I was completely wrong. I remember one summer I went home to my parents for like a month, and I thought I was doing okay in terms of getting my work done. But then as soon as I got back to where I live and I started studying at my usual spot, it was a night and day difference. I think it's just nice for your mind to have a routine of knowing, okay, we're in this place, now it's time to get to work, no fooling around. And that's just harder to do when you're at home alone and you have your TV and all these distractions around you. I also remember in undergrad, I used to get so much more work done at the school library because there was a bunch of other people studying around me, and it was motivating to recognize that I'm not alone and I need to get work done just like these other people are. Now the next thing is to have some sort of routine. You don't have to be down to the minute and have this super elaborate morning routine and night routine that leaves like no time to actually get anything done. But you do want to have some sort of small process that just gets you in the zone. There's a saying that discipline is freedom, and I completely agree with it. If you just control yourself and use your productive time wisely, you're going to have so much more free time left that you don't know what to do with. And also having this kind of routine gives you something to look forward to, and it can motivate you to get work done. For me personally, I like to wake up earlier than I have to, quickly journal any thoughts on my mind, grab a cup of coffee, and it's time for work. That's it. No cold showers or praying to the gods of success, nothing like that. Just very simple, it gets me in the zone and it gets me going. Similarly, at night, I like to just journal any thoughts that might be bouncing around in my head, clear things up, shower, grab a book maybe, hit the sack, and that's it. Now this is going to look different for everybody, but you kind of just have to experiment and see what works for you in the morning to get you going and at night to settle things down. Now speaking of nighttime, one very important thing to do is to plan out your next day the night before. This is really going to help you when you wake up because you hit the ground running, you know exactly what you need to do unless things have to change, and it's just extremely helpful in terms of getting things done. This also helps to offload any anxious thoughts in your mind of things that you have to do that you haven't gone to. Once it's planned, once it's in there, you can rest easy. You don't want to be waking up every morning scrambling to figure out what you need to do because it's just a waste of time and it's not the best way to start your day. Now last but not least, it's important to understand that we're all just children and animals at heart running on a bunch of hormones and looking for dopamine. So it's important to give yourself that dopamine, or at least the promise of it, for getting work done. You really have to kind of negotiate with yourself. No one feels like working all the time, and it's especially those things that you know you have to do that you just can't get yourself to do sometimes. So when it comes to this, just promise yourself that after you're done with this, you're gonna go out to eat, you're gonna grab a coffee, play some video games, whatever your thing is, just make that deal with yourself, because unfortunately sometimes it does come down to that. Another thing that can help in this regard is to write out your big goals and what you're working towards and how what you're doing leads to that. I found myself doing this quite a bit during medical school because there were several rotations and exams on things that I just was not interested in, and I kind of lost meaning as to what am I doing here. So I had to sit down and just remind myself that this is just something I have to do to achieve my goal of being the kind of doctor I want to be. And it helped me sometimes to at least just get the job done in that moment. Now, if you are a pre-med or a medical student, be sure to check the description. We're working on a free medical education platform that helps you guys out. But other than that, that's pretty much it, guys. How productive you are and how well you manage your time is going to make all the difference in terms of your medical school experience. So I hope that was helpful, and I'll see you guys next time.